I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow. So he's starting the countdown
just
now.
When do I start the podcast?
So I think I think the countdown he just did was he's starting the countdown. So we've got 2 minutes from now.
2 minutes from now, you want me to start?
Go now.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Counsel Me Now podcast. My name is Isaac Butterfield. As always, got Bluey Nielsen here. Josh Bluey Nielsen, Daily Blue. Hey, do
good.
What's this business?
Of course,
you're pointing at
very
me.
Very honourable.
I saw a photo thing on Twitter of Andrew Tate doing this triangle thing with his fingers, and people were saying that that is the Illuminati, and you just Illuminati'd me.
I am in the Illuminati.
Why is this?
They need scaffolders. Even the Illuminati need scaffold.
Is that what they're missing out on?
There's a component of every, so they've got like oil, like fucking people that control resources. I control scaffolding, so I'm...
And they never talk about that, do they? Because they always talk about, oh, you know, they control the gold reserves, they control the oil, the gas pipeline.
No one's talking about the scaffold.
Then it's the polystyrene guys. Then they talk about the ice cream container men. Like, it's... There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot to control.
A lot happening on this show today. We have a guest, Derek Vale. He'll be here shortly. He just rang me. He's leaving his house. That was about half an hour ago. Should be here in a minute. We thought we'd get into today's video because there's something I need to talk about. And Gabe, our illustrious producer, please turn your microphone on.
Ooh, that's never good.
I'm on.
I received a text message from Gabe last week about his review.
Oh, fuck.
Performance review.
Performance. His words, not mine.
No, they are your words, actually.
You put
those
words.
I got the screenshots, bud.
You put those words into my mouth.
I'll pull up the email for Patreon.
Did you?
He just called you bud.
Do not call me bud.
He just called you champ.
Butterfield.
I'll pull up the fucking uppercuts if you keep calling me bud. You screenshotted me saying performance review. Were you going to use that later to sort of discredit me if I said something else?
Like,
don't you trust
like
me?
Like you didn't say it.
Yeah.
I feel like he might have known this was coming, perhaps.
I don't think that I used the word. I think you put the word performance review in my mouth.
We'll see. I'll show the people at Patreon.
Gabe did say something about having a review.
Yeah. So after Gabe came on board, he had a couple of trial shifts. He then asked for an outrageous amount of money
which we
laughed about.
And then told everyone everyone else could laugh at it.
Everyone laughed about it. Wasn't it like $2,500 a week you wanted?
Yeah, it was just below 3K, I think.
He wanted 1,600, which is not that far off 2 grand.
And Gabe, like, I really respect him. I really like him. But he did come from working at Smoke Mart to here, which he was making, I think, $300 a week.
He was on 1,500 a week at Smoke Mart.
Wow, big... Mate, I tell you what, no wonder their profit margins are going up in smoke. Well, that doesn't happen here, Gabe. And you messaged me last week and said, it's time to talk about my wage again.
Time to talk turkey.
Let's talk chicken. Let's snap some turkey cash necks and some chicken cash wings.
What are you doing?
So, Gabe, do you want to tell the people what happened?
In terms of our performance
did you get,
review?
Well, I'm very happy with Gabe's performance.
I would like to say, as much as we like to tease Gabe about him asking for what he feels he's worth,
yeah,
he's worth every cent.
He is.
And probably more, but we wouldn't tell him that.
And
he's done a fucking hell of a job.
And I will say this, Gabe has received a pay increase.
Congratulations, Gabe.
Well done. Thank you.
Claire even wooed upstairs. And there was some things that happened in that meeting between Gabe and I that I'd like to bring to everyone's knowledge.
Can you set the scene for me with this meeting? I'd like to know where,
Gabe,
when.
Gabe and I talk a lot, obviously, because he does all my edits.
He does everything.
We talk a lot during the week, and it's usually like, yep, no, yep, sweet, no worries, handshake emoji.
You know, man.
He loves his handshake emojis.
Yeah. And then I got a weird email out of the blue. I'd love to bring it up if I can find it.
Is this like when he was approaching you for the performance review?
Like, it was just super, like, professional. I was like, because I talked to him like 14 minutes earlier. And then he came.
Well, I don't want to just go, oh, hey, mate, let's talk cash. I feel like it's an approach.
That's why you're professional game. Because I would have been like, oh, while I've got you.
Decker, come in, mate. The door's open.
I'll let Isaac tell the story, but there is something pretty funny from my end, I think, to
I don't know. This is Derek. Come on in, mate. Derek Val coming to the show.
Welcome to the podcast.
Big Bag Decker.
How are you, mate? What's happening, mate?
Decker is our guest today, and we've already started without you. I do apologise, my cuz. Is it what? Yes, that's my dog. It's Littlefoot. Hey, coming in, bro. How you going? Derek, that's Gabe, producer Gabe.
Hey, bro.
Good to see you, man. You good? Good to see you. Hey, would you please talk into this machine, this contraption? Do you want a coffee or a water or something? Or a beer or? You know, I said talk. Huh?
Can't drink and drive, so I'll have a cup of tea if that's all right.
Yeah, I'll ask Claire to grab a cup of tea for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We're just talking about and
not the best side there, is it?
Can you see see the fucking microphone?
None of us got a good side on this one.
I can see the microphone, but I can see my belly right there. Oh, hang on.
Oh, you're through shocker. If you're listening to this on Patreon, we'll probably clip this down.
Yeah.
We'll probably clip this down for YouTube and Spotify.
This might be beneficial for me. Throw everyone off the scent of what we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, good, mate.
That's all right. We're just talking about, and that's the microphone there, Derek. you got to move into it.
Oh, really?
Get into it. Come in nice and close. There you go.
Point it down a bit.
Get in nice close.
How's that?
You can point it
better?
Down.
Better?
There you go. They're perfect.
Heaps better, mate. Heaps better.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you too, brother. We're just making fun of Gabe because he asked me for a pay rise last week.
All right.
Yeah.
And he sent me a very professional email. Even though we talk all the time, he said, Mr. Butterfield.
That's fucking
Did he refer to you as Mr. Butterfield?
He said...
Should be doing that from here on in.
As per discussed... I'll read it verbatim. He said, as we discussed...
This is hilarious, like, Gabe's trying to be professional.
It's ridiculous.
And you're, like, just airing it for everyone.
As we discussed, it is about time for our performance review to discuss monetary exchange in regards to his workload. And so we did sit down.
Bullshit.
And Gabe...
Did he wear a suit?
He didn't wear a suit. He wore my merch, which I thought was a good move.
That's ass crawling.
He didn't want people to know this, but he did say this, and I quote, "I am working a lot. I'm doing about 5 hours a day." Fucking poor bugger.
That's almost a 25-hour week.
That is not a real quote.
Bullshit.
"I am working a lot. I'm doing 5 hours a day." That's an exact quote?
I swear. And we've recorded.
Those words were
we recorded the.
I did say we should, like, hidden camera. You should have hidden camera the whole meeting.
Five plus hours a day.
I had a busy week last week, so I didn't do this. I should have, though. I was going to set up a hidden camera and just, like, either tell you to get fucked, lower your pay, or sack you.
I thought it would have been really funny to, like, actually, mate, I was thinking about bringing your pay down. Yeah. I think that would have been so funny.
but no, Gabe's pay has gone up.
Deservedly
now,
so.
Now I'm expecting him to work almost 6 hours a day.
Oh, fuck.
That's a big ask.
So, let's just see how that goes. But Derek Vale, good friend of mine for many years.
Yeah.
Haven't seen you in a long time, though.
I never call me anymore. No more booty calls. Nothing from you, mate.
Now, you're a comedian. We met in the comedy rounds of Newcastle, running around there. How you been?
Yeah, good, man. Been pretty busy, man. But, we come to that COVID thing. That really slowed a lot of the entertainment down, as you well know. Not that it... slowed you down.
I'm doing well for myself. Thank you.
Good to see you, man. I'm really proud of you, brother. Right. I really am, mate.
Thanks, mate.
It's a bit, it's kind of hard talking to you like this with this all in front of us, you know?
I know, but if we caught up before the podcast, then we might have run out of things to talk about. So it's good to do the catching up on air because then it's the real thing. It's not sort of forced, you know what I mean?
I don't talk to him aside from...
We only talk on
bit.
The podcast.
This is it.
Because literally if we talk beforehand, then we run out of everything else to say.
Nothing nice to say to each other. So this is it.
This is it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as you know, every time we have spoken on the phone and that, you know, it's probably 40 minutes to an hour yarn anyway.
Well, you tried to last week. I was in a hurry. And you kept me on the phone. I was like, for fuck, you were waiting for a machine to cool down.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you doing now? You're working with, you're making clothes.
Yeah, we own a sublimation factory Like we make rugby league jerseys, polos.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, g'day. Hello, Mrs. Dad. Butterfield. How are you?
I'll be unprofessional, give you a hug. Hey.
Hi, good to see ya. You. Long time no see.
You too, love. I hope you like your
coffee. Something on the way
there, is there? Yeah, didn't you know Claire was
pregnant?
Yeah,
I knew. That, but my belly's still bigger than hers. That's beautiful. Thanks for the cuppa. Beautiful. Thank you.
So sublimate, so you're making like football jerseys?
Yeah,
and that type
yeah,
of stuff.
Man. We took over a business called X Advantage. We now call it Dex Everywhere.
What do you think, Dex Everywhere?
Yeah, we'll make all different kind of clothing, like wear, W-E-A-R.
So Dex Everywhere.
Everywhere.
But is that like, does that mean like dicks everywhere? What does that mean?
Dex.
Dex.
As in it's mine?
Yeah, I know it, I know your name is.
Yeah.
But so, what is it? What does Dex Everywhere mean?
Well, every.
Mate, we make every kind of wear.
Oh, you make it. Everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Gabe. That's why he gets paid the big bucks in this house. I'll tell you what. So what are you making at the moment? Let's, for example, what did you make today?
Basketball jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't singlet call them jersey. Singlets, apparently.
Well, okay.
They're
yeah.
jerseys, yeah.
What's the difference between a Guernsey and a jersey?
Nothing. Same thing, huh?
Is it? I don't know. Because in Victoria, they call it a – Gabe? Google this. Guernsey versus jersey.
Yeah, that's just colloquialism, isn't it? Is like it? Local speak.
I was always Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, bro.
Growing up, they were Guernseys.
Yeah, so what
like happened? You heard Guernseys growing up, right?
I don't know. What's the difference?
I know I did.
Jersey v Guernsey.
Jersey is the bigger island.
Ah.
I think you've nailed that.
Just, the French islands just off the coast of England, yes.
Gabe, fuck that up. Oh, it doesn't matter. Who gives a shit? So Decker and I met back in the day doing stand-up in Newcastle, and you'd been doing it for a while, hadn't you?
Yeah, geez. What time is it?
It's about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
4:30.
Yeah, that long?
Yeah.
No, geez, I'm 50 this year. So it would have been about 15 years ago, I think I started.
How'd you start out?
I was always a class clown.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes,
I do. What can we or what can't we talk about here?
Whatever everything, mate.
Like, cool. Okay. Right. Used to chuff a bit.
Fuck yeah.
Right. Every time I'd hold that too long, they go, come on, shut up. It's on a microphone. Right. Hurry up. Right. And so every time, like, I thought, you know what, I'm going to have a go at this.
What, the bong or stand-up?
No, the stand-up.
Oh, okay, yeah, sweet. Gotcha.
Right? All the yarns and the you sit around drinking and bonging, right? It's funny. Funny situation. Someone cannot tell a story without some kind of, you know, it's always laughing. Laugh, yeah. Always having a laugh, right? You're making good money out of this, you know?
Fucking oath.
It's the same thing, sitting around with your mates.
And Gabe.
Yeah.
And Gabe, yes.
Right, and we just take that shit on stage, man. We'll put a mic in our hand, you know, and we kind of channel that stuff. In high school, they always asked me to be the MC or anything, so it come down to our 20th school anniversary, you know, and that's when basically they asked, oh, can you get up and do something? And I went, yeah, why not? I was working in Dubbo at the time. And my boss at the time was a guy I used to catch a train to school with. I'd get off at Barrow to go to France Greenway and he'd come all the way to Mayfield. Well, he'd been an actor, a director and a producer and everything with short films and stuff. And he said, dude, you're the funniest guy I know. Write something down and let's do something. Mm. I wrote it down, he went through it and it wasn't funny anymore, right? And so I took that back and said, dude, I'm just going to do this. Yeah, and it went all right, you know, and that was what? 12 years ago, 13 years ago or something like that now. And I went to open mic a couple of weeks later in Canberra and been going and doing stuff ever since.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah.
And we met through Maitland Comedy Club and Bluey's recently been doing some open mics here and there. And how's that going for you, mate?
I haven't been back.
No, I know.
No.
Since Christmas, right?
Since Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to get back.
I was just talking to Brad from the Newcastle Comedy Club. There's a different registration system now. You can't just turn up and put your name down.
Oh, really?
Fucking filthy. I like that.
Well, Decker, did you ever do the Crown and Anchor that I was doing there?
I've done a Crown and Anchor once or twice, upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah.
Not sure whether it was open mic. They just asked me to come along. You know what JB was like?
Yeah.
Right? He'd ask us to, come along and... I mean, like, remember that Islington show?
At Izzo?
Yeah, remember at the Nui Hotel?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah.
There was one there that was just
It was just me atrocious. And you. It was me, you and JB.
And it was a Wasn't it a drag night?
It was like a drag show, man.
That's right.
And we didn't know this.
Yeah.
We thought we were going there to do comedy, stand up.
And it was a drag show.
And it was like there's his or her or whatever pronoun is, their lounge.
Yeah, nice.
And our lounge, hey, and we had no idea what was going to go on, eh? And she basically, they roasted us.
They did. They
just roasted the three of us, man.
How good's that?
I remember that because it was I just bought a new phone for Claire, and she was wearing these tight jeans and thought she'd be cool and put it in her back pocket like a lot of girls did.
Yeah.
And she went to the toilet, pulled her pants down, and fucking the phone, brand new, got it that day, fell on the dunny. And I'm just about to go on stage, and she goes, "Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I've just trashed this fucking phone." Oh. Somehow we got a phone out of the Apple store from it. Like it was broken, and somehow they hooked us up. I don't know how it happened, but I think she knew someone there or something like that. But fuck. But yeah, we went in there, and there was the drag show. I don't know how JB got us into that or why.
I don't want to know.
Man, because you would have been. Did you do like all the gigs up in Gloucester and all that type of stuff?
Yeah, man. Remember we had done that gig in Gloucester there.
It was outside.
Yeah, it was outside in the back of the pub.
Yes.
Right.
Good crowd?
Good little crowd. Yeah. I think they don't get many shows up there.
Nah, that's what I was thinking.
There's not much going up in Gloucester.
Yeah, nah.
But we went up there. We did shows in Singo, and we stayed up in Gloucester that night. And there was, do you know Kyle Legacy? You probably don't know Kyle.
I know. Is he the dude from Liverpool?
He's the dude from Liverpool.
The Scouser?
And he was there. He had all the weed. Him and him, Matty B, he had all the weed. And
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Like,
you just told us.
Well, that was back in the day.
Oh,
man.
Fucking bullshit.
Derek was bonging on.
I saw Kyle. Yeah,
you know what? I can't remember last time I had my last bong. Oh, I know it was 50 kilos ago. That's it.
Would you put more weight on if you're smoking weed?
No, I actually thought, munching out, right?
No, well, that's what I can't. I don't smoke very often, but anytime I smoke, I can't stop eating.
Yeah.
And it's great.
You know how you gave me a 20 bag for Christmas, allegedly?
You're welcome.
My brother Darcy turned up here the other day looking for it. Like trying to scab it. I was like, oh, mate, like he works in disability support. He makes $1,000 a week. I was like, you really scabbing a 20 bag off
can't
me?
Can't buy a nodule of weed.
Fucking dog.
That's very funny. Did you give it to him?
I couldn't find it. I don't know where it is. We might have accidentally.
Claire smoked it.
Probably. Yeah. Well, she is pregnant, so you've got to give the baby at least a little bit of a chance to get fucked up.
100%.
The Gloucester show happened just not long after they caught
Malcolm Naden. And you look exactly like Malcolm Naden. Gabe, can we get a photo of Malcolm Naden? You had a big beard at that point too.
Oh, did you really?
I did, yeah.
How good.
And then and didn't help that JB got up and introduced me as Malcolm Naden's cousin.
So there's
good from JB. Naden.
Yeah.
There he is, getting pulled out. Get him out of the
Yeah.
That was
with the short hair and short goatee, that's more like what I looked like at the time.
Oh, on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Don't try and tell Gabe which one.
Not that guy. Not that.
He can never find the photo.
That one there,
So you reckon that's what you look like?
Yeah, we all look alike, mate.
Was he Aboriginal?
Don't see.
Well, look at it this way.
I don't see.
They
color,
didn't catch him in the bush for nearly 7 years. So
that is crazy, isn't it? And people were finding him under there, like that he had been under their
houses and stuff,
eating shit and all that type of stuff.
Dude, I got a cousin. I was in Armidale working, and I was looking after my cousin's house, and he said we knew where we weren't there, so we had a couple of beers during the week, and then one of my brother boys was having a job interview the next day. Right, he actually cut his hair the next day and left the goatee. Right, we get up and we walk to town, right? And I'm sitting in my office downtown, and my auntie comes in and goes, "What are you doing drinking with Malcolm Naden?" It. I'm like, "What?" God. Yeah. Apparently, I went to work, and the coppers and everything showed up at that house, went through the house, the ceiling, and everything.
Because they thought he was there
looking for Malcolm Naden,
and he'd done a runner.
He wasn't even there.
Oh,
right, my cousin. My cousin who was drinking with me. Or my brother boy. Like. When he had a shave the next day,
he looked like him.
Shaved his head and left the goatee, right? And I had a go and I said, "Boss," he goes, "Mate, he's actually my cousin." I went, "What?" And you went and shaved your head to look just like him? He goes, "I had a job interview, mate."
You gotta look good.
Did you get the job?
It's memorable, at the very least.
Well, he said, I said, "Did you get the job?" He goes, "No, I didn't."
You're on a watch list. We can't hire you.
I mean, you know, there was always sightings of Malcolm Naden back in the day, you know, whether it was at Bellingen or Coffs Harbour or, you know, Armadale at that time is supposedly walking out of my cousin's house and drinking with us all night.
So, there was a lot of sightings. I think we were sort of like a Yowie sort of thing, just getting seen everywhere, people catching glimpses of him and all that type of stuff. He was a murderer, right? Wasn't that the whole story?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, on the run for a while there. Yeah.
They got him.
Well, actually, they didn't bother really getting him until they actually shot a copper, shot at a cop. So, went, oh, that's it. We're going to get him right now.
Fuck.
You know, basically.
Yeah.
You know? How long ago was that?
Oh, it'd be 5-6 years ago now, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be longer than that, I reckon.
8 years ago.
No.
If only we had Google and Gabe doing his job.
No wonder he gets paid the big bucks.
I know. When did they get him, Gabe? They got him captured status, incarcerated. 2012. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Like 11 years ago. It's going quick, man.
Wow.
Are you sure we were doing it then? Is that right? Because I wasn't doing stand-up in 2012, was I?
I don't know.
You must have been.
Would have been probably about 18 months after we was 2014 or something.
Oh, okay. And he was caught in Gloucester, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That makes more sense. Yeah. That makes more sense. So you doing stand-up anymore?
I actually done about 4 shows just before Christmas. Yeah, last gig I did do was at Newcastle Comedy Club.
Nice.
How good is it?
Yeah.
Do you like, I love it there. Yeah. It's outstanding. Yeah.
They've got a cool little room and it's all set up perfect for it. What were you doing there? Was that anyone particular show or you just doing a spot?
I've done a show with Julia Wilson. Asked me to come along and it was like a curry night or something, you know. This is November. And all of us were Corey's or Murray's or what would you call it? Called last minute when I want to be Aboriginal people.
White people.
Tick a box. Yeah. Tick a box, blackfellas. Yeah. You know?
white people around the 26th of January. That's when they start lining up.
Yeah.
No, it was a good show, mate. I got to share the stage with, I think, an Australian bloody legend. What's his name? I'm a bloke. I'm a yobbo. Chris Franklin.
Nice.
Mate, what a top bloke, mate. You know, like, on the stage, you look at him and you just laugh at him anyway. You know, just looking at him.
Yeah.
And then he sings that song, right? Afterwards, he finishes off his gig with that.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of young ones don't know that song.
Gabe, would you know I'm a Bloke?
Nah. Oh, I haven't heard this one.
It's a song based on, well, it's a parody of a song.
Bitch.
I'm a Bitch by, is that Alanis Morissette?
Yeah, I'm a Bloke. Bitch by, Alanis Morissette?
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm a Bloke.
And Austin, not Ostentatious, Chris Franklin.
Franklin.
Ostentatious was another one. He did.
He played at Central Leagues Club.
He's a fuckwit.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I've been feeling bad for you. I was a fuckwit. I got paralytic and gave him a really, really hard time.
Good.
And he stormed out. Like he finished and left straight away. Well, he finished his set and then left straight away.
Wanker.
Because I was like hammered, like just heckling him the whole time. And I felt bad about it for ages, but now I'm glad to know that he's
got,
a fuckwit.
When I got cancelled, for that Jew joke many moons ago. The Holocaust joke. He came out and was like, this bloke needs to be stopped. He should not be doing comedy and all this type of stuff because he's Jewish.
Is he?
Yeah. So this cunt who fucking made one song, it was a poem.
He's been eating out on it. Yeah, it's like a poem, word.
It was a spoken word poem and he wrote it fucking 400 years ago and he's still carrying on about it.
Which one?
Ostentatious. What's it called?
Australiana.
Australiana by Ostentatious.
That was actually written by Billy Birmingham.
Was it?
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go, Ostentatious, you fucking grub. Fuck me.
Anyway. Welcome back to the cricket. You know that guy?
Yeah,
I know Billy
Birmingham.
He's the 12th man. Yeah,
his son hosts Hello Sport, Tom Birmingham.
Really?
Tom Birmingham is Billy Birmingham's son.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, crazy.
I love Billy Birmingham.
He's fucking funny.
Yeah.
The boys are going to come up, hopefully.
Yeah, we've got to tee that up.
Yeah. You'll have a newborn baby, but fuck that.
What's that pub in Wickham there, just as long before you turn into Carrington?
This. 7C? No, the Albion.
Albion.
Yeah, Albion Hotel.
Ostentatious was doing comedy, running a comedy show there about 10 years ago. Because when I moved back from Dubbo, I was living in Maine but travelling to Dubbo for work, and when I wanted to get into it, like locally, right, so this was before Maitland Comedy Club, right, he actually had his little gig there once every Thursday or every second Thursday at the Albion, you know, but it. With his attitude and arrogance or whatever it is. He didn't last long there, apparently.
Had you had any dealings with him?
No, never met the guy, no.
I don't think, yeah.
He hates you, he told me.
Yeah.
So let's fuck him.
Well, I couldn't give a fuck, to be honest.
You didn't look too rattled.
Yeah, yeah. But just going back to Chris Franklin, eh? Like this, we finished the night at the Crown and Acre, right? Went there and there was karaoke on, right? And we're sitting there having a couple of beers, and I went up and requested bitch.
Nice.
Because on the thing myself, I couldn't find bloke, right? I come back because they come sing this song with me. Yeah, what is it? Your song.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
But then I asked the DJ guy, right? I said, dude, have you got bloke? He goes, yeah, I have. I said, I want to sing that. Not, I don't want to sing bitch. Right? I said, mate, I've got Chris Franklin here with me. He goes, what? You serious? I said, yeah, see him down there, the only guy with the flannel on.
He does rock that flannel everywhere, doesn't he?
Yeah, and the big long mane he's got nice. At the front and the back.
Shit.
You know? And the DJ guy was excited.
Yeah.
Wow, Chris Franklin, you know?
How good's that?
And we get up and I said, here, man, take the mic. This is your song. You need people filming him. He goes, fuck off. This guy's singing his own song at karaoke. Right? And then the DJ guy's like, this is for Chris Franklin. This is his song. And all the young fellas, like this guy over here, couldn't give a fuck.
No idea.
They had no idea who he was. Yeah.
I hate the young fellas. I can't stand it.
But there's about three or four older, like 35 plus people sitting there fucking loving the show.
Yeah. Mm.
Loving the show, you know. It was good. It was a good night. And I think we should do that more often.
We should. I mean, we did a 50th anniversary show, for the 50th episode at the Newcastle Comedy Club, and we just had like Patreon supporters go, we're the fucking best night.
It was so good. I was thinking about that the other day because I was like, we'll do 100 this year.
Well, I think we should do a bigger room too.
Yeah,
have more guests. Mm. Decker, you'll be invited, of course. Come and do some stand up and jump on the stage and all that type of stuff. Yeah. And just go bigger every time.
Civic Theatre.
Well, was it
Entertainment Centre?
50 after 50 episodes, we did a live show.
Oh, at the comedy
podcast. Oh, this. Of this podcast. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So what number is this?
This is 60.
60.
40 weeks.
40 weeks. So at the end of the year, well, we're going to go on hiatus when I have a baby. So
fuck. Well, you should do Claire's 40th week.
I hope she's not pregnant in 40 weeks. She's going to be too fucking big. Jesus Christ, with my baby growing, it's horrifying. Yes, what you said before about going to your 20th anniversary, well, your school leaving anniversary, whatever you call it, reunion.
Yeah. Your reunion, yeah.
I didn't get invited to my 10-year.
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't.
I organised ours.
Did you?
Yeah, but I would have definitely forgotten to invite people.
Yeah. I just didn't get an invite. I don't even know if they did it, but it's definitely been 10 years.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I want to go anyway.
I'm 20. How old are you? I'm 29, nearly 30.
And you left school in year like 10, 11 or 12?
12.
Yeah, okay. 12,
I'm educated.
This was the year 10 one.
Right.
So we was like 23.
Yeah.
The first one, I suppose. Oh, hang on.
No, you
16.
So you left
sorry.
You left at 26, 13 years old. Gotcha.
26.
Yeah.
26 and then 36.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, 14 years doing comedy basically.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah, and I've done it all over Australia. Mm. I think there's only two states I haven't done it in, and that's Tasmania and Northern Territory.
Mm.
Unlike you, guy, you travel the world, man. You get sit down with kings like Legacy and
I'm a big deal. I'm a big deal.
He's the biggest name in the game. Oh, Kyle Legacy.
can I ask on what you said about Currys and Murrays?
Mm.
What can you explain that to me? Because I'm not 100% across how that works.
Well, as of this weekend, the Currys are officially better at footy because the Newcastle All Blacks just won this interstate championship.
Really?
Yeah, they just beat like a
good game.
NAB are the guns. Yeah. Like they win the Curry knockout. Well, not every year, but they fucking just about every year.
Yeah.
And they just had the Murrays v Currys interstate championship. So best side from Queensland plays the best side from New South Wales, and NAB won on the weekend.
Yeah.
So I'll just get the Aboriginal guy to explain that to
me,
Josh.
I'm white-splaining. I'm doing some white-splaining.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, you know when you got look at it this way. You know when you got your map of Europe, right? And you look at a map, there's all different countries, right? And they're color-coded, yeah? Have you seen the
Aboriginal one?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you pull that up?
The Aboriginal map.
Yeah.
Okay.
Map of Australia, yeah.
So there is, from my memory, from, I don't know, school and stuff, there's... What is it? A couple of hundred, right? A couple of hundred and all speaking individual languages and...
Oh, yeah. We'll have a 200 dialects 200, as well.
Yeah. So we can get a large picture of that. So,
like that one, you reckon?
Yeah, they're all the same.
They're all the same fucking one, dickhead.
Well, that doesn't look the same. There's fucking kangaroos different. On that one.
There is kangaroos on that one. You're right. Anyone will do. There we go. So this is all...
Yeah, why not say a fuzzy? Can you blow it up?
It's crisp now, yeah.
Zoom in, mate.
That's the best I can do.
All right. See all the different colors there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my
There's another
God.
One you can get where it kind of breaks it up into regions as well,
mm-hmm.
right? Where on the East Coast, you'd have, see where your hand is? Move that down. See that big green one?
Mm.
Right? That's the second largest tribal area in New South Wales. Right, that's Gamilaroi or Kimilaroi.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I've heard right? of that one, yeah.
And when you drive from here, basically when you turn off the New England Highway at Willow Tree,
Tamworth,
right, you're on the Kimilaroi Highway to Moree.
Yes.
Right? The next one down is Wiradjuri.
That one there?
Yeah, yeah. And you see how big that is, right? And so see the line going on this side of both them?
Like the border?
All the way up.
Yeah.
Right? To us, what I was bred up, anyone east of the mountains, right, Couries, see, Great Dividing Range.
Yeah.
Right? Anyone that side of it, were Murrays.
Right.
Right? So it's not the Whitefellas border, eh? So that Gamilaroi country goes well into Queensland.
Ah.
Eh?
So is that all over Australia, or is it just for New South Wales?
Well, you know Abian Walk? Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't.
No?
No.
Well, Wockwright, he's a player manager now, so he what's his name? Latrell.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
He's a South Sydney.
Yeah, John Mitchell, yeah.
And Walker.
Oh, Cody Walker.
He's their manager now, right? About 15, 20 years ago, him and his brother were rappers, right? They first started off as Local Knowledge with another guy. Who's now a doctor, and then they went out by themselves and called Street Warriors, right? They got a song called Rise Up, right? And they go through the whole lot of what we call ourselves, right? Collectively, you guys call us Aboriginals, but that's a term used all over the world.
Yeah,
for
indigenous. That just means people that are indigenous to whatever.
Yeah,
yeah,
whatever,
wherever,
country,
right?
Yeah,
like. Kyle Legacy is an Aboriginal of England.
Of Liverpool.
That's an insult to Aboriginal people everywhere.
Right? So you got to rise up, man.
I'll keep looking.
Yeah, that's them. Street Warriors.
God, you fucking
suck. Street Warriors moving mob style. Should I click on that?
Mate, you suck at Googling.
I can barely see the TV. Street Warriors.
Yeah, see, if you see about Street Warriors, Aboriginal hip-hop group,
just click on the Wikipedia page. Warwick,
all right. I thought we were looking for a song.
No, we're not knowledge. We can't play a song. Yeah.
Hip hop group.
They perform both English and
Yeah, Wobbegal and they're language. From here. They're Newies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the Wobbegal region where we are.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. And that, in Rise Up, they go through a lot, you know. Or the Murrays and the Couries.
Oh,
and the
Couries
and the Noongars and the Noongars. Yeah. Right? And they go through the lot.
Yeah.
You know? I use that in a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us a joke.
No, don't tell
us. He's going to burn his material.
Oh, fucking hell, Gabe.
Tell I've never done stand-up.
Yes. Or a real joke.
Yeah, so, you know, you do your research. You can find out, you know, like, if you're going to travel to a place, you go, like you've been to Moree, you've done shows there. You go, I'd like to acknowledge the local Gamilaroi people. Mate, straight away, they're going to, you know, you're showing them respect. No matter where you go.
Do you have to say, I'd like to acknowledge? Couldn't you just say, g'day? Like,
yeah, of course, mate. You say what you want.
I think the traditional way that white people, like the traditional welcome to country.
Can I put this down a bit or not?
Does it go down anymore?
Might be as low as it goes. Do you want to just to look at him?
Oh, want me to sit on a cushion or something? There
you go. Sorry, mate.
A couple of phone books. It's in a bad spot.
Sorry, Katniss.
I feel like the traditional welcome to country that white people do is very, like, it's too professional.
Professional or
too, like it's too structured. Yeah, it's not real.
It's gammon.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's forced. Yeah, it's not authentic.
So, like you're not doing that.
Yeah, it's token.
Yeah,
token.
You're not doing it because you care about the people or the land that you're on. You're doing it because you're forced to do it. I hate that shit. I hate that about anything. It's the same with the being forced to call someone, like with the whole Jordan Peterson thing. The reason he sort of rose to fame was he was being forced to call people by the pronouns that they want to be called by. And if he didn't, he could get fired. He could get this, that, and the other, right? And I don't think you should be forced into anything that doesn't affect people or doesn't actually hurt people. Obviously, you should be forced not to hurt people. Obviously. But when it comes to a welcome to country, you should say it because you generally want to, not yeah. because you're like, oh.
Well, there's a difference though, right? Yeah. You, if you're not a traditional owner of the area, you can't do a welcome to country.
Right.
If you're not a traditional owner there, you got to do an acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement of country.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyone,
welcome to country is like the best ones I've seen. Uncle is the fella that does them at the NRL grand final. It's Uncle.
Is he the dude who did the one up in Queensland? Or
no, he might have done Origin, or he might have done the NRL grand final. But it's fucking Uncle. I can't think of his name. But it's like, it's a really great welcome to country, as opposed to, like you're saying, like the ones where you'll see fucking Malcolm Turnbull or someone go like,
yeah,
like it's
all off the same template, you know.
Yeah. It's like fucking land here, like exactly. He
walks in, I know who you're talking about. He walks in and he goes, Uncle Al. Is that him or no? Uncle John Graham?
I don't know.
Regardless of who it is, he gets up there and it's like we're all there for a big gathering, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what State of Origin or the footy or whatever sporting event we're having. It's a gathering. All the people have come together, all sharing food and drinks and experiences, and he says, welcome to our land. Like that's good. That is exactly awesome. What we're talking about here.
Yeah, yeah.
But you get a politician and, we're standing on the ground and this and that, and they don't give a flying fuck.
No.
They don't care about Aboriginal people. They don't care about the land they're on. No. They're just doing it because they want people to look at them a certain way, and I hate that shit.
Last time I got asked to do acknowledgement of the country was at one of the jobs I had a few years ago. I walked in. I'm working with support, like disability support, right? And I walked into the office before the meeting, and I'm just like this as I am now, just casual. And there's two, I'm just going to say white ladies sitting on the lounge, right? And I never knew them from a bar of soap. I knew one of the other workers over there. I said, g'day, how you going, brother? Yeah, good. And I looked at the ladies and they, because they kind of watch you as you walk in. And when you look at them, they kind of look away.
How old were they?
Probably late 20s, early 30s. Yeah.
Okay.
Right? And they kind of looked away, you know, like didn't want to acknowledge me there at all.
Yeah.
Right? Like I wasn't even there. And then later on they asked, I think they thought I was one of the clients, right? And so when I'm sitting in on the meeting, right, they're kind of looking like this, you know, looking at me like that. And then they asked me to do it, acknowledging my country. I went, no, I'm not going to do it. And I said, well, why? You do it every other time. I said, yeah, but I've walked in here, right? I said, g'day, old mate over here. I turned around, this other two ladies there, they wouldn't even acknowledge my presence. Yeah. So I'm not going to do acknowledgement of the country right now.
See, I thought you were going to say that they were older women.
No, younger women, yeah.
That's strange.
Mm. I mean, they're sitting there and they're supposed to be working with Koori people.
Right.
And yet they can't even acknowledge the Koori people they work with.
Yeah.
Like colleagues, you know. And that was just, you know, I thought that was very rude.
I mean, walking in there with a bong in your hand probably wasn't the right move. But
No. I left that in the car.
That is, because that really, when you said that, I was like, oh, they must have just been old women, just being.
No, young ones, yeah. And it's not whether I was black or white, mate. It's just common courtesy to say g'day to someone when they turn around.
As soon as you look away from someone, it's like something's wrong.
Mm.
You know, you're avoiding the awkward. Like, all you have to do is give them a polite smile
or
a nod.
Yeah, yeah.
We were actually talking about it on the podcast the other week. Whenever I meet someone who is Indigenous or has an Indigenous background, I always shake their hand with the shake, the one up like that, and then back.
Yeah.
That's all. I've always done
that. You got to watch that.
Now, I heard that as well. You got to watch that. So why is that?
Well, no matter where you go, it's always different.
Yeah. But that's the only one.
I've got a joke about that too.
That's the only one I know. That's the only one I know.
Well, do your whole set now. Yeah. Do your whole set.
So what? So if is that a disrespectful thing or a respectful thing? Because I've always been told it was quite respectful to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, mate, look. It don't matter whether you're black or white, man. If you're going to shake someone's hand, right, you got some guys who squeeze the fuck out of your hand.
I hate that shit.
Right? And he's the kind of guy who wants to dominate you. And I'm the alpha male here.
Blokes will do the one where they turn your hand over. Yeah. It's like the dominant.
Yeah, same
like,
thing.
They're like, I'm done. They'll turn you. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah. The guys who squeeze my hand, right? Like, they got no idea whether I've got a broken wrist or bloody anything, right? So, no regard, right? No. I actually say, oh, mate, did you squeeze hard enough?
Yeah.
You know? Like, fuck, man, you didn't have to do that.
What about a good wet fish, though? There's nothing worse than a wet fish.
You just got to go everywhere, like anything, in the middle. Yeah. You just want to be in the middle. Yeah. I got a mate. called Stretch. I don't know if you know Stretch out at Dudley there.
Yeah.
But Stretch. Big Stretch, about my height. He's an older guy, probably about 45 now, old Stretch. But anyway, sorry if you're younger. But if he misses you with a shake and he gets the edges of your fingers, you know that one where you can't quite get in there? Yeah. He goes, and he speaks real like, just like.
He's
like,
funny.
He's a funny dude. He's just like, hey, I'm sorry, brother. Let's do that again.
Yeah. Get it right in there. Yeah.
I love that. I remember he did it to me one day and he's just like, he stopped what he was doing. He's like, hey, I'm so sorry, brother. Let's do that again. Get back in.
Yeah.
I mean, you learn a lot about a person by their handshake.
That's good though, right? The fact that he's done that, you know, like to me that shows you respect.
Yeah.
You know what? That fucked up. Let's do it again.
I love acknowledging a bad handshake too.
Yeah.
It's like you're saying, like you got to acknowledge it. Otherwise, if you let it go, then it's bad. Then it's weird.
Then it's awkward.
Then it's weird.
You just go, mate, come on, bros. Let's get back in here. That's
all. But a lot of people will say, like men will say, oh, mate, you can determine a man's, you know, by the way he shakes your hand.
Yeah.
We're a load of shit.
Yeah.
Right? I've got my wife's cousin-in-law, as in like he's her first cousin's wife, right? And she grew up on a farm, white lady, right? Beautiful woman, right? She's deadly, she is. And old Lisa. And she goes, why do black fellas shake hands like that? I said, well, I don't know. Why? She goes, oh, I was bred up where... Cause she shakes like a man, like really hard, you know. And she's like farmer's daughter, right?
Yeah.
Like grabbing onto her
shirt. Yeah, and she, oh, my father told me, good firm handshake and this and that. Like, I said, so what's wrong with the other one? So she said, it takes too long. I said, well, there you go.
Where you got to be?
I said, there you go. So it just goes to show how much time we got for our brothers from the start, even if it does take so long.
Yeah.
No matter where you come from, it's always different.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I love that shit. Whenever I meet a brother, I always shake his hand that way.
But you know when you go to the Koori knockout?
Yeah.
Right? My missus gets a shit because what? It takes me so long to get in the gate.
Just some good slap-ups at the
knockout.
There
you go, brother. You know? And then she sees me standing there. She'll just keep walking and then line up for the tickets.
Fuck. Right? I'll see you in fucking half an hour.
Yeah. And that's why the Koori knockout went from a 2-day event to a 3-day event.
just for handshakes.
Right. You got 65 teams, right? All shaking hands after each game. 50 people on the field.
Yeah.
Right? The kids are sitting in the car, the lights are turned off. And the mum, where's dad? You're still on the field shaking hands.
The knockout's the gnarliest rugby league you'll ever see. Like
it's up there with the Papua New Guinea rugby league.
Have
you ever watched the highlights of that?
The knockout, they play, to win the knockout, you got to play five games in 3 days.
No, you got to play one game at a time. You lose your first game, you're out.
Yeah, but how many games, like if you won it, how many games would you have played by the time you get to the final?
Well, you probably play one or two on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And depending on which end of the draw you came into it.
Yeah.
Right, you'd probably get 3 to 4 on the Sunday, right? And if you win them, then you're in the top four.
So then you might play, you'd play two on the last day.
Well, yeah, if you win.
Yeah, so you might play 6 games in 3 days.
Are they full games?
No, they play shorter games on the first
20-minute
day.
Halves. Okay. Right? 20-minute halves, or in the first couple of rounds. And then as you get in the semifinals, 30 minutes. 40 minutes each way in the final.
Yeah.
But it's like old school footy, like the wrestling, high shit go.
Yeah,
like
100%.
The boys are knocking and skillful. Wild.
And there's a lot of like Aboriginal players who are in the NRL who come back and play for the clubs that they grew up around type of stuff, which is crazy to see. I just wanted to draw your attention to if you look on YouTube and go to the Papua New Guinea rugby league and you check out the dudes, I think... Jesus, Papua New Guinea. That is offensive.
PNG.
Do you get docked for that? Does he get docked for this?
He should get docked.
What
for
am I searching? PNG.
Rugby league.
He's for PNG.
Highlights or big hits. Have a look at I'm sure you've seen these. Go to that second one.
Oh, the boys are playing in the mud.
Have you seen this? It's hectic. And just once it loads, eventually.
I'll just had to. Get the screen for the people at home.
Like, have a look at these blokes. And this is in a country where rugby league is its national game. Like, these blokes just go hammer and tong. Like, they kick off here, and it's just like some of the most hectically 1980s football you've ever seen.
Oh, bang.
Like, they just fucking go. Like, that's that. Like, look at that. That's off a kickoff. And there's this bloke just straight. There is no no footwork. It's just flat out. Every single hit up is just osa, buzza. I love watching this shit. Like, it's like how footy was back in the 90s.
The PNG have got a team in the Q Cup now.
Yeah.
It's the, like, the PNG Hunters or whatever. And it's like, they reckon it's the hardest trip is they go to Port Moresby or whatever and play.
Fuck that.
And they reckon it's hot. The crowds are out of control and the boys just bar up and like just.
The crowds want to kill you.
Yeah. And then they're just like, the boys just knock the shit like, out this of is you. Their, no one can go up there and win.
This is their national sport and you're coming over to play their national team, which, well, the, you know, the Queensland Cup version, but their national team. Like, of course they want to kill you.
Yeah, it's good.
I get that. I love that they're bringing the PNG squad in. Yeah.
Fiji got a team in now too.
Really?
Yeah, they had a team in the New South Wales Cup last year.
Oh, do they have to travel to Fiji to play, or they?
I don't know. I think they might be based in.
Fuck, they should. They should. They should be
a good away game.
How good would that be for Fiji though? Like, you have all these teams coming. Like, that's beautiful tourism, and you get people at the games and all that type of stuff. See, that's where rugby league, because you know rugby league. And rugby union and a lot of sports in Australia, they take from the Pacific Islands.
Yeah.
But they don't give anything back.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe a little bit. Maybe they give some jerseys to PNG. Oh, cool. All right. Give them some fucking, give them some footy. Give them some reason for people to come and visit. Yeah. Pump up their tourism, you know.
That's cool.
Look after their fields. You've got this $1 billion TV deal and you're doing fuck all.
Yeah.
It's the same with country football.
Yeah.
They don't do shit. Cunts. I hate it. I fucking hate it. It's big business.
Petro, Siva,
yeah.
A percentage of his every dollar he made in NRL with the PG.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Google that, mate.
You got a fact check. Could be talking out your ass.
Petro is a gun player too. This is the problem when we get blokes into the podcast who are like from the same area as us. All we do is talk footy.
We had Matty Croker in it. All we did was talk footy.
Do you want a beer?
No, I won't.
You good, Deck?
Hey?
You good for a beer?
What time is it? How long are we going to hang around?
About another hour or so.
Yeah, why not? What do you got?
I got. Can you get me a wild?
I thought you'd have your own beer by now, mate.
Nah. That's next.
Nah, we got stuff happening. Gabe, do you want a beer?
What do you want?
Gabe's still trying to work out how to spell Petro Sivanasiva.
Let's keep hitting him with like tough ones.
Mate, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, what's he up to today?
What do you want? That's wild.
The wild one, yeah. The gluten-free one, Deck. It's good for you.
Super? Gluten-free.
Super dry. Oh, what about what?
Do you have a vegan one?
Nah, grab the Bradbury one. Last Man. Vegan. This one is from sent in by what's his name? Bloody Stephen Bradbury. You know Stephen Bradbury, the bloke who won the gold in the
everyone else tripped around.
This is his beer. It's called Last Man Standing.
Yeah, he's really good.
Played right into it. So he sent it into the podcast for us to enjoy. Yeah. He's a good man.
How good is that? Mm. Last Man Standing.
Yeah. So we spoke on the phone the other day, and it was Australia Day.
Yeah,
I think it was Australia Day. Cheers, bro.
Cheers, boys.
Thank you very much for coming along. I appreciate it, mate. Gabe, good on you.
Anything, get out of the house, mate. I got six kids, man. Jeez.
You got six kids?
Mm-hmm.
I knew you had like, I thought you had like four.
No, six.
Six.
Mm.
So you don't get Netflix?
Well, six that I know of anyway.
So why six? What made you go for six?
Nice round figure. I was talking about me missing then.
Because my mum and dad have got five, and I ask mum all the time, I said, why would you do five? And she goes, I don't know.
Well, it's funny you said that. I think me and the missus only talking about it like a day or so ago, you know. I said, none of our kids were planned, you know. I know a lot of people, we plan to have kids. Nothing ever goes to fucking plan, you know. So if we planned not to have kids, we probably would have had 10, you know. Like, yeah, things just happen, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Particularly mistakes. I often talk to people about like where, like even my brothers, right? I say, mate, don't worry about STDs. Just wear a condom. Like, you can take a pill for an STD.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the reason why we had six kids.
Contraception.
So you rang me on Australia Day to invite
me. Was it really?
Yes. I think, or it might have been the day before.
Hmm.
You rang me last week.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want me to get it in my phone and figure out what day
it is? Yeah, go on. Anyway. If you want.
So Derek Vale called me last Thursday On the 26th of January at 10 o'clock.
There you go.
And
he could have just made anything up then too, mate, you know.
And you said to me,
my plan.
Yeah.
That's not my
plan. I'm setting you up.
You said to me about Australia Day and you mentioned Invasion Day. And what does that day mean to you?
It was last Thursday, right?
Yes.
Payday.
Good answer. Because we had a podcast that day and we put up this video from it talking about that. And I said this to you on the phone. I was like, I understand that there's a lot of hurt that comes with that date.
Mm.
And if that genuinely hurts people, then let's move it. But what I don't accept is that we shouldn't have a day worth celebrating.
Mm.
And we put up this video on TikTok, I think it was today or something like that, with that clip. And, man, the people who come after me just going, you've changed, you've sold out, you've been brainwashed. And I was like, man, like there's got to be a point where somehow white people and Indigenous people can somehow come together collectively as one and deal with the trauma of the past.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens. But if we can both make sacrifices and come together, because this shit of white v black, which is not, I think it doesn't happen as much as people actually say in the media. It's all like a big beat up in a lot of cases, because I know a lot of Aboriginal dudes and a lot of Aboriginal dudes know a lot of white dudes, and it's all cool. Like, it's very rarely an actual problem. But there's got to be a point where we can come together and sort of come to some conclusion where we can not move past it, not forget the problems of.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Past and the recent past, but much like they do in NZ, they respect the Indigenous culture, like the kia ora and all that type of stuff. They integrate it into the language and the day to day life. I don't know, Decker. Where do you come from?
The difference between us and New Zealand is they have a treaty.
Yeah,
we don't.
So what? So explain it. What would the treaty be? Because people throw that word around, like on the TV, we don't want a treaty, we do want a treaty. What does that mean?
Well, look at the dynamics these days, man, right? It's what, 250-odd years nearly or something, right, since Captain Cook landed or settlement or whatever you want to call it, right? I think it's past that treaty. You know, things have changed.
Yeah.
Right? Times have changed, right? People will say, 250-something years ago, we got invaded. You know, I like to say we let yous in.
Yeah.
Right? But 250 years later, we haven't let yous back out again. Right? So you don't go nowhere, man. No.
We're
going to keep yous here.
We like it here. It's not raining as much as England. But that's another thing.
All jokes aside, though, yeah. Man. No matter what you say as an individual person, right, black or white, someone else is going to fucking jump down your throat about it, you know. Even your own brother might say something, you know. But that's the same could be said for politics.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what fucking you're talking about, right.
Someone's going to disagree,
you know. It doesn't matter. Like, to me, the change the date thing, that's got some merit, you know. Change Australia Day thing, you know, like change it to another day.
Mm.
I mean, if we're all Australian anyway, right? I know a lot of white guys say, yeah, I'm an Aussie. Fucking so am I.
course.
You know, and I'll say when I talk to another Māori brother, you know, and he's not going to say he's Aussie. Mm. He's from New Zealand,
yeah.
Right? But he's lived here all his life, even born here, you know? And he was talking about, say Isaac, right? Oh, you know that Aussie guy? I'm saying, fucking narrow it down, mate. What are you talking about? Be more specific, you know? Yeah. Oh, that white Aussie guy.
Yeah.
Talking about Isaac. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like, seems to me like other races or minorities in Australia say that only white Australians are Aussies.
Yeah.
It's the only way to define yous. Right, but yet when an Aussie robs a bank, they're looking for a Caucasian.
Yeah,
they're the only white guys who get in trouble, man.
Yeah, and I've had enough of it.
Right, they're not looking for that bogan. Yeah. they're not looking for the Aussie. You know, they're not looking
Caucasian
for,
male.
They're looking for that Caucasian male.
Well, the same happens in America. If you're in New York and you're an Italian, but you have no one in your family's lived in Italy for 200 years.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about, mate? Yeah, you've got Italian heritage.
Yeah.
No one's taking that away from you, but you're American, you know?
Yeah. Well, they say Italian American, like an African American.
Yeah.
Right? And they'll say that, you know, or the Italian community in New Jersey or wherever, right? And yet, how long they got to be? How long they got to be?
At what point do you go, they're just Americans?
Yeah. How long they got to be there for?
Is it 500? Is it 100 years, 200, 500 years? At what point?
Yeah. Same shit with me with my comedy.
Yeah.
Right? They introduce me, as an Aboriginal comedian, can't I just be a fucking comedian?
Yeah.
You know?
But they do that the same thing. They do it in Melbourne. They do it in Newcastle at comedy nights. They go an all-female comedy night, an all-Aboriginal comedy night. It's like, just get the best people on.
Mate, just if you want to sell tickets, don't put the word Aboriginal in there. Right? Because the last time you did at Newcastle Comedy Club.
Didn't go real well.
Fucking 20 people there, mate.
Really?
But the current
place thing was that, right? But they put it on a Thursday night, remember? You was at in Maitland the same night.
Mm. Right? I was.
Yeah.
Wasn't that recently?
Yeah, same night.
That was when we were up at Maitland.
With Frenchie.
Yeah, we did that deliberately as white people.
Yeah.
Just we knew you guys were playing and we were like.
We were taking the crowd from you.
The thing was, he's already had that booked, right? We were supposed to do it on a Friday night. So something happened in Newcastle and they put it back to the Thursday night, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking, it's not pension day, man.
They're not going to get
about. Not going to get a big crowd.
You got to put these things on pension day or a Friday.
That's right.
Fuck me.
It was the wrong week to start.
Yeah, yeah. Fortnightly, yeah.
Yeah, fortnightly. Yeah.
A lot of people disagree with what I said about belonging to culture too, but I think I'm onto something. I don't feel a part of Scottish culture or Irish culture or English culture at all. I feel more aligned with Aboriginal culture because this is my country. And this is their country, in comparison to the Irish and the Scottish and all that type of stuff. Because none of my family's been in any of those parts of the world or born in any of those parts of the world for 100 or so years. So I feel like we're all closer than we even give credit for.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we're all born in the exact same nation. At what point do we go, okay, then we're all just one? But then you don't want to take someone's Indigenous culture away from them. But then you have all these white people who don't associate with that that English culture at all, and they just call themselves Australian.
Mm.
So what do you do in that sense? Do you say to Aboriginal people, no, you're Australian now, you're not Indigenous?
Seems like an identity thing because Australia is as a colonised nation is so young. We don't really know our identity. Like, you know, we've got like an Indigenous heritage, but we were settled by the English. But then we kind of, as Aussies, we kind of don't like the English.
Yeah.
So we're kind of going, well, what are we? Oh, we're Aussie. Well, what's that? Yeah. That's what it kind of seems like. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. You say like, oh, he's an Aussie. It's like, well, what's that? But we're so young as a settled country.
Yeah.
We don't really know what that means. It seems like anyway.
I mean, I guess the big issue for Aboriginal people is more so in more remote parts of the country. Am I right in saying that?
What do you mean? More so what?
Well, things like, simple things like up in up in Alice Springs, like sanitation, electricity, all those type of things, like basic human, what we see as rights, and everyone would consider them rights, having those. And the government doesn't provide that for them or doesn't do good enough of a job. But all of the conversation around race seems to be about issues and concepts that don't really affect people, like things like implicit bias, which no doubt exists. A lot of people have biases against other people of other colours and religions and all that type of stuff. But to say that that's the biggest issue all the time is not something that you can prove or disprove. Rather than focusing on the actual issues that you can put ones and zeros next to fix, they try and fix these problems that are all culture wars. You know what I mean? Like it seems like not a waste of time, and I'm sure there should be something done around that, but maybe there are other things that you could do. And I'm not across them. I don't know what they should be doing. But I've been to places like up in Townsville where crime is really, really bad with the local kids. And some of them happen to be, a lot of them happen to be Indigenous kids. Mm. So what are we doing to fix those problems? Is it something that the white people are doing? Is it something that we're not doing? Is it something that the government's doing? Because the government's made up of black people and white people. Mm. I don't fucking know. But it feels like we need to be the generation to somehow fix this. Now, I don't know if we could. I don't know if we will. But it feels like we should.
Well, the politicians are getting younger. You know, when I was a kid, mate, there wouldn't have been any politician under 40 or even look under 50, you know. So the politicians are the new age, you know. I got a nephew up Barrowville, he's in his 20s, and he's a councillor.
In his 20s?
Shit. In his 20s, yeah. But that shit's happening everywhere, you know. And then on the other end of the scale, Uncle Martin, he's been on the council in Nambucca Valley for 20-odd years, right? So you got a young Aboriginal man here on the council, and you got an older Aboriginal man there, you know? That longevity of being on a local council. 30 years ago, it wouldn't have been thought of.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Black people have been lucky to vote. Mm. My mother was, when she was born, she wasn't, you know, she was 22 before she was allowed to vote after 67 referendum. So that's how far we're behind to start with, right, when it comes to kind of change, right? We weren't allowed in the system.
Mm.
You know, in some parts, like, we don't even know we're in a fucking system or be allowed to be part of a system. I think it's all about education. It's a major thing, right? You're not going to learn nothing unless you find out yourself or be told. But a lot of shit people aren't going to tell you.
Mm.
Basic shit, you know, like Enterprise, for example, right? Why wait for that, be told to start your own business or how to do that? They don't teach that shit in school, do they?
No.
I was just thinking, like, you come out of school and you don't know anything about fucking interest rates, home ownership, fucking first, like, you don't know.
You're just supposed to work it out.
No, and they're all like, you know, supposedly like the most important things. But like you say, like, you come out of school and you don't know.
No.
Enterprise, starting your own business, fucking what it is to work for yourself. I'm 30, I'm just learning all that stuff now.
Yeah.
And it's only because I had someone show me.
How do you get an ABN? How do you do your tax? Yeah. Who does your tax? Yeah. Do you need someone to do your tax? Yeah. You probably do it yourself. Man, that's mad that no one teaches you that. But giving people, as you say, education, give the people the tools to do whatever they want to do, and then they can actually utilize
them.
But I think that's just not just in the Indigenous community.
That's in every community. Everyone. Well, it's everyone. Yeah, that's right.
And it starts with everyone.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But it comes down to an individual as well, right? And well, you know yourself. Man, if you wouldn't be here today if you didn't want to do this.
Yeah.
Right? You can think something, your affirmations. Hey, you think it, you say it, you do it, it becomes real. You know, and then you sit back and think, fuck, I'm actually doing this. It's actually happening, right? And then you look around you, like from where I sit, I look around me and I want to bring my people with me.
Yeah.
You know, everyone who works for me works for themselves. I don't employ them.
Mm.
They're all subcontractors,
mm.
you know. And they didn't do that before. They worked for everybody else, you know. Yeah. But now I show them that opportunity. This is it. This is how we do it.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody else can do it. I think I got that mindset from my mum. My dad died when I was little. Mum always said to me, and it's still here, you can do whatever you put your mind to. Mm. That's simple. Mm. Right? And it's everybody. Right? You see this shit on TikTok? Sorry, man. No, that's your
fault. No, it's
fucking dropping it everywhere. you see people on TikTok because they're out there and someone's going to listen to them. Right? Like yourself, you're on YouTube, people are going to listen to you. We're doing this, people will listen to us. Fuck knows where, but...
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere. Hopefully.
One or two, yeah.
Hopefully.
And you know, someone might learn something.
Yeah.
Something I've never heard before.
Mm.
You know, like you said, hey, you get an ABN, you know? What about insurances? Right? People live in fear.
Fear of the unknown.
Fear of the unknown. Fucking oath.
I talk a lot about that victimhood complex. And that's what I worry about when there's always these conversations of race and gender and all that type of stuff. If you hear from the people you look up to that you'll never achieve something because of your gender, your race, your religion, then you won't try.
Mm.
And even though it might be tougher for you, you've still got to try.
Mm.
It's not like life's not fair and it sucks that, you know, you might not be able to do something that the person, the man, the woman next to you could do just because of how they were born. But if you don't try and if you live in this victimhood mentality, like I will never achieve that because I'm X, Y, or Z, you're never going to move forward. And I think that's so just – it's reprehensible based on the fact that there are people making money off teaching people that.
Mm.
And that's how they make their dough. And yet there's all these young kids that are learning that, like with TikTok, they're learning that every single day and it's being cemented because it becomes a part of the algorithm that is reality for them. And it will always be reality for them because once it's set in stone and that is their day-to-day, they'll never leave it. And that's got to be horrifying for people to if you've got a dream or whatever, to then look at yourself in 5 years and go, oh, no, I couldn't do that. And then it goes to their kids because they teach their kids that they can't do something because they were taught that they can't do something.
Mm.
And it's intergenerational.
Yeah, transgenerational. Yeah.
Transgeneration.
Yeah.
Intergenerational, transgenerational.
Goes on and on. But the buck can stop here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can stop with you. Yeah. You know, you can stop with you don't want to pass that same shit on.
No.
You know, I mean, I grew up on an ounce commission, right? My mum grew up on a mission. Right, for those who don't know what missions are, just Google up there from
how many S's? Games going, how many?
We'll get back to you in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Is it M-I-S-H?
My mum grew up on in Moree Mission where she had to go to school, couldn't go to town.
Mm.
You know? Well, wasn't allowed off the mission.
So is there a difference between a housing commission and a mission?
Yeah.
Oh, bloody oath.
Big difference.
So housing commission is given to you by the government, right? It's a house.
Just put Aboriginal mission.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's the same thing. Same thing with the Aboriginal mission.
Caboriginal. take people through what a if they're not listening and they're not in Australia, take people through what a mission is.
A mission?
Yeah.
Look, in different places they'll call them reserves.
Mm-hmm.
Like in America they'll go, the native reserve. Basically, that's all it is, right? But the difference between a reserve and a mission here is a mission were run by churches, right? So all the missions had a church close by or on the mission, you know? And, you know, the government had mission managers, right, who wouldn't let people on or off the mission, you know? Right. My grandfather went to World War II,
yeah,
right? Come back and had to get exemption just to come into town.
Why?
Well, that's the fucking arcs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the bullshit.
I'd love to know the reasoning from the government at the time or the mission at the time.
Like, here he is in the trenches with some guy, but then when he comes home, you know, wearing them hats, you know, not the German one. But
he might have been wearing that one as a joke.
Yeah. And then come home.
They wouldn't let.
My pop was a sniper, so he might have been wearing one of them.
They would put that one on after a few stubbies.
They wouldn't let Derek's grandfather, Franz, back into the town.
Yeah.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah, so but when he come back home, he wasn't entitled to the same things that his mates in the trench was. To me, you got a bayonet, my God. Yeah. We're talking about me pop. Like that bayonet, right, is like a thing in our family.
Show Decker the German bayonet just there.
Is that the one behind you?
Yeah. So this is a German bayonet from World War II.
Oh, World War II.
You can touch it.
No.
You don't want it?
Well, it's like an artifact, man. You know what I mean? Like,
as usual.
Huh? No. Just rather have a look at that one.
Grab that one off the wall.
That's a...
growing up, you know, we...
I was like, why are you there? Do you mind switching the lights?
Oh, fuck. Mum and Dad show lights on.
Nice one, Gabe.
Yeah, I know.
Switching shows?
We just start again.
Welcome back.
Oh, it's all right. People use their imaginations.
Same, man. Yeah.
So this is a...
You're right.
This is a Marine's knife.
Oh,
from World War II.
Yeah, it's a US, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's called a K-bar.
Sit on the end of the...
I want to take you to the cave bar.
These didn't sit on there.
Yeah.
These would sit on a belt or on whatever you'd have around your waist. And this was issued to every Marine. It's a pretty cool knife.
Yeah.
How'd you get your hands on it?
This was given to me by a Patreon member, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice guy. Same with the German helmet and the American helmet, and the Australian helmet was given to me another guy, and another guy on Patreon gave me the German bayonet. But that's actually a proper bayonet, the German one, which would be attached to a rifle.
Yeah.
And that's one of the longest bayonets that was ever used in any war. Mm. I guess if it's any longer, it affects aiming, and I guess with the weight of a rifle, it would start to dip down sort of thing. Yeah. So I think that's why. But yeah, it's crazy to think that you can have someone fighting next to someone, and then they don't get allowed back
into
town. They
weren't even allowed in town, you know, not even in the pubs and shit like that. There, you know, so
when like because we're talking about 1967 being the referendum to allow Aboriginal people to vote. Is that correct? And a couple other things.
Yeah, maybe a few other things. I mean, I can delve right into it. If you go, people like. The Freedom Riders. You hear about them?
Yeah. Oh, I think so. Maybe. I don't know what Gabe's Googling.
I'm just searching when they're allowed to vote, or do we know?
When were Aboriginal Australas allow?
I was trying to get it out quick. I was going to do it while he's talking, but I've obviously distracted
it. I think it is the 1967 referendum. But when was the Stolen Generation? That was the 50s, right? 50s and 60s? Look,
there's something I mentioned to you the other day, right? Yeah. And let's just say it, right? I tell a joke about being part of the Stolen Generation. You know that.
I know that.
Right?
That's interesting. Welcome to country. Acknowledgement of country on the website.
1962.
Cool.
Okay. Well, can you just look – sorry, just look up Stolen Generation years. Sorry, Dad, go on.
Yeah. You know, and – as you know, I'm
up into the 70s. Fuck, that's not long ago.
As you know, I'm an academic, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I sit down with you guys, like, and start talking about me uni stuff, and you don't want nothing to do with me because I'm fucking smarter than you.
What did you do at uni?
Look, I'm working in community development. So you know what, I might as well get a degree in this.
Yep.
You know, then I've got a honours degree in Aboriginal history.
Yep.
You know, and come back here to Newcastle. I've done it at Curtin in Perth. Come back to Newcastle to do a PhD, right? And they said, oh, we'll just do a master's first and we'll update you. So right now I'm halfway through a PhD doing Aboriginal history.
You're going to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. Deck.
I mean, no gynecologist, but, you know.
That's next.
I'll have a look.
I'll take a look.
That's a shirt. I've seen Derek's shirts.
I'll take a look.
I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look.
What do you think, Blue? You've played with a lot of Koori fellas.
Yeah.
This is.
What do I think about what?
Well, this is it's a very. Well, it's one of those subjects you're not supposed to talk about if you're white, but I feel like we should talk about just the relationship. Like there's no issue in my world, between white fellas and black fellas.
I think sort of what Derek was saying before is like you posted that clip on TikTok. People jump down your throat regardless of anything. I think it's a conversation that always seems to flare up around January 26th.
Yeah.
And like any issue, you always get presented with the extremes and it's like, people don't want to change the date. People don't want to change the date. People that don't want to are presented as like hardcore nationalists. People that do want to change it are inner city lefties. Reality is, you know, in the middle somewhere, there's not a real big divide like you would probably be led to think. That's how it is. Like, yeah.
I think most people are in the middle. They're like, we want an Australia Day, but yeah, sure.
Yeah. It represents a lot of hurt.
Let's
change
it.
The date. Like, yeah, it's fucking like it's not hard. Like,
just going back to your question about the Stolen Generation thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Before this white person just jumped in, fucking dog.
Since I mentioned my education, he wants to change the subject.
Well, I was gonna say I'm a scaffolder, mate. So you're making me feel like shit. You're talking about you doing a PhD.
That's all right, mate. I'm still a labourer by.
Well, that makes you feel a little bit better. That makes you feel a little bit better.
PhD by trade.
Yeah. But yeah, look.
I said to you the other day, you know, like Peter Reed, the author, Peter Reed, actually coined the phrase stolen generation, right? So to me, when I look at it, it's not a fucking thing, right? Things happen to people. They got fucking kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Someone takes your kid away from you, they're kidnapping your kids, plain and simple,
yeah.
Right? So why put a tag on it to say that it's all right to do as a policy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So these are the governments back in the day.
And this was a part of assimilation, right?
Well, that's right. You know, the brown children, basically, the black children, right? The kids who had a white father, say.
Sure.
Right? They went, you know what? They're like this. They're going, you know what? We'll take him over here because, like, he can assimilate into the white society a lot better than the darker ones, basically.
Yeah.
Right? And then as time goes by, they didn't really care about the... Well, when I was growing up, you had your half caste, quarter caste, all that kind of shit, right? How you define an Aboriginal person. Now it's just different, you know?
Yeah. My cousin has red hair and freckles and she's Aboriginal.
Yeah.
And I don't believe her. It makes me sick. Just because she's got red hair, nothing to do with
just
the
Aboriginal. Just the redheads, yeah.
Yeah.
Redheads
usually. That's that Scottish thing coming out, see?
It is. It is.
You know? And we've all got that.
The dirty Scots.
You know, we've all got a mixed blood in us. We're all mongrels, aren't we, in Australia?
100%. Yeah.
You know. Right. So whether you're black or white, right, a black boy can't go on Ancestry.com and find his lineage because it's not fucking documented.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Right. We only go far back. If I put my surname or my mother's surname, it'll follow a white line.
Yeah, right.
It won't follow that black line through our family. We go so far, right? But then 1900s, early 1900s, late 1800s, right? They're not going to tell the story about Uncle Joe Blow who was born underneath the tree on the mission because he wasn't registered.
Yeah, yeah.
See?
So he doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck, man.
And being registered, right, is just your membership form.
To the government.
To the government.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And it starts as a kid when they register you. You know? And then you have a choice as an 18-year-old whether you still want to be part of this club called Australia. Australian government that's run by them. Right? And then if you keep going, right, you can change your name. When you're 18, you can do what the fuck you want.
Mm.
You can change your name. Right? And you don't have to be that person by name anymore. You know?
That's interesting. It was always a thing when we were growing up. Not fully related to what we're talking about, but like you'd play against like Samoan kids or like Tongan kids.
I fucking hated it.
But you'd be like, there was always the urban legend, like they don't get their birth certificate till they're 4.
Yeah.
So you'd be like under 11s playing against kids who were like 16.
Because they're all man child, well, are you?
You'd be like, nah, mate, in Tonga they don't get their birth certificate till they're 4.
Well, how many of them guys have to change their name because other people can't pronounce it?
Well, that was the other thing. So I grew up with Chanel Matoudia, and a guy called, what I thought his name was, Dylan Foster. His name's not Dylan Foster. It's Lamoto Taniela. But because the teachers at Hunter Sports High School couldn't pronounce his name, they just called him Dylan Foster.
Yeah.
And mate, there's like, there'd be 50.
Yeah, there's heaps of them.
Samoan and Tongan kids at Hunter Sports High School. Exact same thing. Like Chanel's name wasn't.
English name.
Because the teachers couldn't pronounce their names or didn't want to have a crack at it or whatever.
Yeah, they did it.
That just gave him a name that the white guys couldn't pronounce.
Well, that's how we got our names. That's how we got our surname,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you know, they got off the boat,
yeah.
Right? Like, you know, the settlers, whatever you want to call them, right? And they got that one black fella come over there and yarn with them, you know. Get to know him. Oh, he says his name in his own lingo. Can't understand him. Oh, we just call you Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Jack again.
Yeah.
You know. So he just becomes Jack, right? Go over there and work with Butterfield on his farm.
Yeah.
Right. Next thing you know, he becomes Jack Butterfield.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Just because he's with the Butterfields.
Yeah, right.
You know? I'd
look after him.
But when you look in history, man. Yeah, that's right.
I would look after
him. You should.
Jack.
When it comes to history, right, the word carpenter, the name carpenter, comes from a guy who was a fucking carpenter.
Yeah, Fletcher.
Yeah. Right? Butterfield. I don't know what that means, but.
He's churning butter in fields.
Just churning it up, right?
Out in the field with the bucket yourself. Yeah. I don't know.
We had Chinese blokes, or they might have been Malaysian, and they had, not to be racist, but they were one of those.
He's going
to
be pretty racist.
And they had Australian names.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's two sides to that sword, because I've seen people, I think you should call people by their name and give it a go.
Yeah.
If it's a hard name, because some of those Pacific Island names are difficult.
Yeah.
But I've seen some people blow up particularly on TikTok and stuff, the real woke people, for people saying their name wrong, and they got these mad long names that are from four different languages mixed together. And I think you just got to go, like, yep, give it a go. But if you fuck it up, I get it. All right? It's got to be annoying. But it's the same with Siobhan. You know the name Siobhan?
Siobhan.
Do you know how to, here, do you know how to spell the name Siobhan?
No chance.
The Irish. No chance.
You're asking him?
Spell Siobhan.
S-I-O-B-A-H-N. Siobhan. The Irish spelling.
I'm starting with a C-H.
Yep. Give it a go. C-H. She-Yvonne. Chevron.
Chevion.
So that's...
That's what I'd go.
It's actually S-E-I-B-H-O, is it?
There's S-I-O-B-H-O. There's 20.
B-A-H-N.
B-A-H-N.
It's Sibion.
Yeah, there
but that's
go.
Just another name that's just extremely hard to say. Like, you just got to cop that if you got a different name.
I used to work at a pub, Belmont Sportsman's Club, actually, and they had a Chinese bistro.
Give it a plug.
Well, they shut down now, so not much of a plug. They went bust years ago.
Bring them back, I say.
But, yeah, I mean, if a plug helps, bring them back. But the guy that ran the bistro...
Doing a roaring trade.
Chinese dude. And his name was Kevy Wong. Now, his name was not Kevy Wong. His name, but everyone just used to call him Kevy. Like, I'll go see Kevy, because Belmont's like, you know, coastal town. They're like,
but I reckon
we're not going to have a go at his name. That's
if
just
you
Kevy.
Went to China or Malaysia, you'd have a Malay name.
Would I?
You would get given one.
You reckon?
I think so, yeah.
By the locals.
Yeah. Because it's part, if your name isn't in their language.
Yeah.
Then you're not going to get the same name. You know, they're going to give you a nickname, or they're going to give you what I think it's just sort of part and parcel. And it's the same when the white settlers came here. Like, they went all over the world and fucked up indigenous cultures. And then people had done that before, and the Vikings did it to them. It's natural human part of human culture is to be a piece of shit to people you don't know. And that's just what they did. Doesn't mean it's okay. Just means that that's just like why it happened. And they didn't understand that what they're doing was incorrect or bad or horrible. Maybe they had a bit of conscience.
It was just a thing to do at the time. Maybe they just got ordered to do that.
Potentially.
You know?
Like, who knows? I think it's like it comes down to fucking just growing up as a species, becoming more self-aware. I mean, this shit happens now.
There's more tribalism.
Well, Captain Cook come here because he got a job to do. Right? Yeah. He didn't come here to find Australia. They knew it was here. Right? He was a cartographer. He wasn't even a captain. You know who the cartographer is?
No.
Does maps.
Google that. Does maps, exactly. Yeah. Right? So his job was to map the east coast of Australia because the Dutch have already landed on the west coast. Right? So when he came into La Perouse, right, we let him in, right, because we thought it was the Dutch coming back with some better pot.
They do have good gear.
Go to the Dutch ovens. Yeah. Straight out of Amsterdam, straight out of the red fucking, what's it called? The red light
district. Light district.
Yeah, there's actually some cartography, to use that word, that, you know, so the Dutch came here in what, the 1600s, something like that. They reckon that there's some maps that show from the early 1400s and 1500s that actually show a landmass here. So they think someone else came here as well in the Dizay. So it's really, really interesting.
If you look at it, it's all in history, mate. If you do your research, the Chinese have been coming here for centuries.
I bet they
centuries,
have.
All the Asian countries, you know. Don't tell me the Balinese didn't show up here.
Yeah.
Even the Kiwis.
Yeah.
Surely.
They're still doing it.
I know. We've got to stop it.
Got to put a stop to that shit.
Particularly in the scaffold industry. Yeah. That needs to stop.
Well, no. We need to keep the scaffolders coming across.
Do all the shit jobs.
Well, I got told a joke the other day. And
it'll be about scaffolders.
No.
Good.
It's about
about Kiwis?
No. It's about the tall ships.
Okay.
All right? When they send the tall ships coming in, all right, the black holes are on the bank going, oh, he comes another tall ship. Oh, but at least they can speak English. Just more boat people.
Oh. Straight over head.
I don't see colour, mate. I don't see colour. Decker. So what are we going to do with you, mate? We need to get you back into stand-up every week. Forget your job. Forget the family.
I don't have a job, mate. Actually, don't have a job.
You're a boss. You have a job.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You're a leader.
You haven't even got employees because everyone's subcontracted.
That's right.
Your workplace doesn't exist.
If they don't show up, they don't get paid, that's it. Fair. Like anyone else.
Good way to do it.
It's a great way to do it. No sick leave. That's what I'm doing with fucking old mate over here.
Yeah.
There's no sick leave. There's no fucking holidays.
No
Gabe.
Super.
No super. Oh, are you paying yourself super, Gabe?
Not yet. Getting taxing myself. I'm doing all the hard stuff.
Yeah, you got to tax. You got to pay tax, bro.
Yeah, I'm paying tax. I haven't sorted a super out yet.
You probably should do that.
I
think I'll do it when tax time comes around.
Okay. Yeah, wait another 6 months. Do it next tax year. May as well wait. May as well spread it out a bit.
They don't care.
Hey?
They don't care. The tax office doesn't care.
When I donate, when I pay taxes or when I
No, they don't care when you don't try to get it back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can pay
yeah.
your taxes every year. If you don't do the tax return, they don't care.
Yeah.
They've
yeah.
still got your money.
They're going to chase it for you.
They're going to chase it. Oh, hell, here's your money back.
There's a website where you can find... Don't worry about looking for it.
You can find it.
You can find if the government owes you any money. You look up your name or your family name and it comes
like
up
any
with
like inheritance unpaid, or...
Yeah, yeah. anything. And yeah. you can look it up. I was on it the other night, like 12 o'clock at night.
You're just scrounging for pennies.
I looked up Claire's family's names, all of it. There was nothing there. Nothing. It was filthy. Absolutely nothing. Filthy. But yeah, so... Yeah, I don't know what will happen with Australia Day next year. It seems like no one's actually putting
Can I just cut off here for a minute?
Oh, you've done it four fucking times already, yeah, so go ahead.
Your baby bib.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah? Gone yeah. already.
My butt stinks.
Dude, we make them.
Do you?
Yeah, we do.
Well.
A sublimation.
Let's talk business. You should do some, you got any designers?
Should do cancel in our footy jerseys.
Yes. We should do cancel in our footy jerseys.
I was thinking that when he said
it.
Like
what?
Like a footy jersey, like a podcast merch, but yeah. a footy jersey.
Make it look like an NRL jersey.
Like an NRL, like a club. We'll make our own club jersey.
Do you have designers?
Yeah. Or you come in, mate, come sit in half an hour
let's
and
design
go. Well, let's do that.
Yeah.
Well, let us know in the comment section if you'd get a jersey, because that would be fucking sick.
Yeah.
I would love that. That'd be really, really cool.
Decks everywhere.
Yeah.
Decking us out.
Decks everywhere at outlook.com.
Beautiful.
Don't send him an email.
you're gonna get cock shots all in your inbox. You're
and
gonna,
if he wasn't, now he is.
Yeah. Send him, mate.
That's what that'll be going on your jersey.
It's just all over. Just a collage of rod shots.
The black special.
The what?
The black special. Remember last week you said the dick pics?
Yeah. So did anyone send us any of those?
We did get one.
What time is it, man? How come it took you so long to start talking about that shit?
Did you want to get out of it?
About dicks?
No.
But there is a cock in the video.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Well, let's just not show it on.
Can we?
When we upload
so
it.
I asked last week, what I do to Claire is I go to her phone. I usually look up like big black African-American dicks, right?
Okay.
The biggest, the blackest. On her phone. And then I leave it. And then I, I filmed her too.
Fuck off.
Do you want to show Claire?
Explain what it is.
And then I always enjoy watching her reaction when she sees it for the first time. It's hilarious, right?
So we asked people last week to do this to their partners and film it.
And one person did.
Well, one's better than none. I thought we were going to get none. So I'm stoked we got one.
Good to see you. This is another one.
We can watch it now. Can I get the audio but not the video, Gabe?
Maybe. The video's a bit, I don't know. It's not much of a reaction, to be honest.
Oh, well, let's watch it anyway.
Let's watch that one, then watch my one.
Yeah.
Mine's great.
Did you airdrop to it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Gabe is looking for it.
Thought he had it. Hey, watch Royal Rumble yesterday? I know you like your wrestling.
I went to watch it, and then they must have put it on heaps early because it was on binge.
Yeah, 12 o'clock it started.
That was the actual Royal Rumble
was
match.
Stone Cold and The Rock come back?
Oh, no. Well, my computer shit again. But
computer shit itself.
But we'll watch this one. The one that someone's sending.
All right, hey, so someone, bad.
It's a good drop, hey? The last man standing.
Shout out Stephen Bradbury.
All right, let's watch this. So you basically just, and this isn't going out live, is it?
No, this is live.
Well, don't show the cock shot.
It's not on YouTube. It's on Patreon.
Oh, okay. So he's got the dick out. It's not black, so that doesn't count. So now he's going to get his missus to have a look at it. This is hilarious.
They're at her uncle's or something too.
They're at her uncle's. She's opening it up. She looks at it. She gets out of it. She's
not happy. She's not happy.
She looks at his dick and she's not happy at all. That's great.
She wasn't happy.
Send us a blacked, please. Did you get Dixon's one up?
Yeah, I'll try and get it up.
Please, everyone, black your partners.
So I don't know if mine was a black dick or it was an Asian dick. It was something. It was something like... It was impressive. So it was probably sorry to my Asian friends out there, but it was probably a black dick. You can't.
I'll let you know when I get it up.
Oh, I bet you will, big fella.
I'll let you know when I get it up.
Yeah.
So have you got any plans to do any more comedy?
You're not done?
No, wait,
mate. Look, that's my release, man, from the real world.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I wake up every morning and I'll go to these. Because we don't just do sublimation like clothing. We do NDIS services as well.
Yep.
You know, so there's a lot of stuff I need to do throughout the day. Sometimes probably 3 days out of the month, I'd probably have a day off.
You know, Sunday was that day, like yesterday. I'm not working Royal Rumble day.
No way.
You love your wrestling.
Oh, mate, we spoke about this before. Yeah. You do professional wrestling.
Yeah, you do. You do professional wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please, details.
Oh, I haven't done
how
it for a while.
How the fuck have we taken so long to get to that? We need to fucking talk about this.
Well, how do you get past the dicks first?
Yeah, yeah, we've got to talk about cocks.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you get into professional wrestling?
You know, like a kid, always loved doing, like watching wrestling. Wrestling around, watching Hulk Hogan and all that shit in your house. They tell you not to do it at home.
Obviously, that's all you do is do it at home.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, like.
Did you do on the trampoline, that type of stuff?
Oh, yeah, in the bedroom, wherever, mate. Yeah. Like, growing up, I had a wrestling room in my backyard, like the old mattresses.
Yeah,
you
know what yeah,
I
mean? Yeah, yeah.
I'd put it up on the old table and that.
Suplexing the brothers to the tables.
You know, yeah, yeah.
We used to, like,
10 years old, I had my own name, AB Original, and I used that as a kid.
That's Briggs. Isn't that Briggs in that now?
Yeah, no, they're, now.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So it takes two of them to be one of me.
Did they steal that off you?
Well, they use it.
They borrowed it?
But I was AB Original long before
you that. Were the original AB Original.
Yeah, that's right.
The OG AB OG.
Original.
There we go.
The Dreamtime Warrior.
The Dreamtime fucking Warrior. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Coming out barefoot, playing it up.
Yeah, fucking
yeah. Yeah.
When was the last time you had a match?
Oh, God. With Nui Pro.
Yeah.
Charlestown in a Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would have been probably about.
Is that on YouTube?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Oh, so this is Claire reacting to the...
Oh, we're back to this.
Well, usually we do it in one full swoop,
yeah, but yeah.
Gabe fucked up. So so this is Claire the other night, and I'm talking to her. Can you hear that or not?
It's
through the
yeah,
mic.
Yeah, it's coming through.
Yeah, it's come through the headphones.
So she's, you know, just have a look. Just have a look.
Recording for nothing.
Oh, no, this is right. This was two white dudes sucking each other off.
Normally it's black vaginas.
She said.
So you're not even doing black cocks. You're giving a black vagina.
I like to mix it up. So, Gabe, jump to YouTube and see if we can find any Nui Pro Wrestling AB Original. Was that what you went by still?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
AB Original. Yeah.
I remember I was at Gloucester when I told you about that, and you said, I love wrestling.
Yeah, I do love it. I used to love watching. I used to watch and Monday Night Raw and
because
SmackDown.
Because Adam and Runder show lives in Charlestown. That's down near your place, right? Dudley and all that, yeah?
Well, I don't know. I went and saw a Nui Pro Wrestling at, I don't think it's there, but Nui Pro Wrestling is great. Just get rid of AB Original.
I don't think it's there.
And just put Nui Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
Man, it was awesome. Like, they're doing backflips off the top ropes, and we were blown away. And I was lucky enough to actually join them. I don't know, throw up a bit of just one of their...
So you went to Nui Pro?
I did the other mob at
Hexham.
Hexham. I did the Hexham one. Yeah. Who's that? Is that...
What was their name? I think they call them Suplex.
Suplex Pro Wrestling, yeah.
Is now, anyway.
Is it heaps slow, the internet, because we're streaming?
Coming through, we're getting there.
Yeah, they get into it. It's great.
Oh, mate, look, we I went and watched them up Mountain City about a year or so ago. And got backstage with Adam and the boys. You know, they always let me come in there and yarn up with them. And I got them to do a shout out for me footy club, mate, United. You know, and they had a couple of promos and one of the guys was a middleweight champion at the time. I said, mate, can you do this and do that? He said, oh, yeah, I know what to do, mate. I'll do it. Hey. And now, right, his name was Matty Wahlberg, right? Yeah, at Nui Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
Done his debut now there at Nui Pro. Now he's in NXT.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow.
Fighting for the heavyweight title.
Wow, that's crazy.
Tell me his name. In NXT. What's his name in NXT?
No idea.
Grayson Waller.
Who?
Grayson Waller.
I don't know who that is.
YouTube Grayson Waller.
big deal? Big time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good crowd for Nui.
Man, they get it packed. This is at the Newcastle
Town
City Hall.
Yeah, Town Hall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They pack it out. Man, they just
he's brushing it off.
I think Morgan, friend of the channel,
oh,
his mates get involved in this.
Oh, Bluey's getting bigger.
Look at this.
You've been training?
Oh, this is me and Bluey.
Yeah, actually.
Big suplex.
Great glitch.
Get him.
Kick out. Hey, just while you're there, can you just get rid of Nui Pro in the search and type in Isaac Butterfield?
wrestling.
Okay.
Have you seen this, Bluey?
I have not. All right. Have you seen this, Dick?
I think he has.
Is it Hexham?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this Fuzzy wrestling?
No.
I can't believe you haven't seen this.
I haven't.
I was attacked by a cyclist,
oh,
yeah.
Someone pressing this?
This, yeah, yeah. This is old. This is so I was invited up by these suplex dudes.
Jeez, you're fucking thin.
Do you mean thin? Do you want to hear
you look really
or
lean.
I skip up?
I was 94 kilos here. Yeah, just go to...
Oh, the cyclist comes in and gets you.
Go along. Yeah. So this dude who I end up in the ring. Go back a bit to my entrance because I full come out and it's great.
Were you there, Dick?
Me?
Were you at this?
No.
I think it was further up. To see I get invited in the stage, we do a bit of an interview. Keep going. See where I walk out?
Oh, yeah.
They misspelt my name. That's me backstage. I think Morgan filmed this actually. So here I come. Yeah, there's a crowd.
Back out.
There's a crowd going off. I'm applauding myself. That's good. Hey. How you doing? Walking out. How you going? How's your father? And look at me into the ring. Oh, beautiful. With the big fella. I'm pretty sure he turned up at a show recently. I said, yeah, and then I said, get out of the crowd. And then.
Oh, he's getting him into it.
The audio, the thing's on.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, they can hear me.
Yeah. Right.
So they're asking me.
I had it up there for you. How'd you like it?
I enjoyed it. It wasn't as hard as I thought. There's a lot of talented people back there.
So I'm talking about how they threw me through a few practices.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden this bloke comes out looking like Chris Jericho. And he...
This is outstanding.
I know.
All the cyclists like pointing you out.
Yeah, and then here comes the cyclist.
Ringing a bell and shit.
Ringing a bell, full going in a lycra. It was hilarious. So this was in front of like, I don't know, it might have been about 40, 50 people up in Hexham Bowling Club.
I like the blue pants.
And so, who's this bloke? He says.
You're towering over him.
I rolled my sleeves up.
How much rehearsing did you have to do?
I reckon you got this, mate.
Mate, not much.
My honor.
So he's talking to the cyclist there.
Go. Come on, Lyle.
And he's going to throw a punch and I'm going to block it. So I blocked it. I've hit him back on the head. What are you talking about? And then what about this?
Oh!
Flipped him. Ready? Oh, get out of there.
Put the booty. Going crazy.
Fuck, you fucking threw him into the deck like a
dog. Oh, what? That's nuts.
Good time.
Mate, if the comedy ever ceases for whatever reason, you have to pursue a career in pro wrestling.
Mike,
you threw him at the ground.
Newey, this is a shout out to Newey Pro Wrestling.
Well, comedy is the reason why I don't do it anymore. Because it was like the wrestling shows would happen every 5 weeks.
So same nights as...
And then next year, you know, JB says, oh, we've got a show on, blah, blah, blah. And I went, you know what? I don't have to train to be a comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't have to go down there and do 50 push-ups just to tell a joke.
Do you still have contacts with Newey Pro?
Oh, yeah, Adam, who runs it. An inboxing mate. And,
do you reckon you get Bluey and I maybe a tag team match? Up against you and... Not JB.
You and JB.
JB's too old. He's too old.
That's a shithead.
Man, I reckon I'm too old.
Yeah. But I'd get hurt for sure.
Yeah, Newey Pro Wrestling. If you know Newey Pro Wrestling, what camera am I looking at? I should know that by now.
So where's this go? All over Australia?
All over the world, whatever? Over
okay,
the world.
Well, let me tell you about the other wrestling show I'm with, right? This guy in Perth, right? They call him the Viper, right? MC Viper.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and he's trying to get all the he's trying to get all the Aboriginal wrestlers around Australia together to do a show, right? Mm. And this was before COVID come in, right? So it's been put off, you know, because we can't travel all together, or you know what I mean, because of COVID, right? Stomping Ground,
yes,
right? So they named the show Stomping Ground.
Yeah.
So there's AB Original. And
on.
I don't know the other guys.
Oh, come on. I thought there was going to be a heap of puns coming at us.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I think it's just trying to get us all together in the one spot.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, if you need a real white guy to come along and play the heel,
Heel?
Yeah. I'll just turn up, walk in there with my English flag on the back.
You could be dressed as like a colonial settler and all the boys flog you.
Come with a red coat and everything.
Yeah. And all the boys hammer you.
Well, Dagger, I want you to arrange Bluey and I to be in a tag team match at Nui Pro Wrestling.
Give him a ring now. Let's call him now.
I don't have his number.
I'll ring him.
All right, ring him.
Put the pressure on, I hope he starts on the show.
Yeah. I wonder if he answers.
I hope he starts back. He's never coming back after that. Cyclist never walked again after that suplex.
I reckon it'd be good.
Fuck, you threw him into the ground like a fucking dart.
And what about, so the ring's actually made out of plywood.
Yeah.
It's not soft.
Nah, it didn't look like it.
So would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
fuck. I'd have to limber up.
Oh, we'd have to go and
get hurt.
You always have to limber up.
Mate. Yeah.
Decker's forgotten about the microphone. That's good.
Oh.
We're only 2 hours in.
When you go to training, you always get like do 2 hours of warm-up.
Fucking oath.
2 hours of warm-up.
Oh, close enough.
you know, 20 minutes, 2 hours, close enough.
Yeah. Well, not 20 minutes. That's just walking through the door, basically. Yeah. You know, 20 minutes.
Shaking hands.
Push-ups. Yeah, that's right.
2 hours.
You can get hurt.
Fucking oath.
Right, so if you play footy, you got to do your warm-ups, right?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I come out of retirement and play with Manchester United in
2 years ago, wasn't it? 3 years ago.
6 years ago now, when I was 44.
Fucking hell.
To play with my sons, right? Yeah. I took that same warm up drills in the football.
Nice.
Dude, you know when you're a kid and you do gymnastics, did a roll and all that kind of stuff. I've done that on the field, warming up. People look at me stupid, right? I did the old bumps, taking the bumps and everything.
Yeah, right.
Right? And they go, what are you doing? So I'm warming up.
Yeah.
When I get out there, I don't have to wait to get tackled.
Yeah, true.
Well, right? I'm only taking impact.
And you would have played that year. That would have been only a year after I retired.
Yeah.
Lucky.
You see me coming.
I'm out.
So who are we called?
Adam from Nui Pro. All right. Let's see if he answers.
Put him on loudspeaker. If you can put it up to the microphone, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear that? Yeah, it's coming through.
It's probably a trainer.
Probably blocked my number.
Yeah.
I ain't not answering.
Okay.
Oh, well, worth a try.
Nah, he's not there. He's not there. We'll get him. If you let him know.
Hey, Adam. Yeah, Derek Bailey, mate. Give me a call back. I was like, what are people doing?
He nearly forgot me now.
iPod.
An iPod.
iPad. What are we doing here,
podcast.
Man?
Podcast.
Podcast, sorry.
Wow, man, I don't know what to do. Yeah. He's called a quiz.
Hey, leave another message for him.
Hey, Adam. Are you ringing him back? No. What? Adam, hey, Isaac. Still Isaac Butterfield here, mate. Don't know if you know me, but I'm a guy. And myself and my co-host, Bluey, would love to be featured at a Nui Pro Wrestling event. We'd love to be a tag team. And... Get kitted out and look flash and put on a show for you. Just for 5 minutes.
Because
we don't have much more in
bloody
us. But,
podcast.
Love you, bye. There we go. Beautiful.
And see, I'm old, mate. I don't even know where I am or what I'm doing.
No, that's...
Well,
that's
bloody podcast.
Derek Vale, an absolute pleasure. Thank you for coming on, brother. Is there anything you want to
kicking
plug?
Kicking me out now because I don't even know what I'm doing, eh?
That was it.
It's
that was
dinner only, time. And dinner time for me.
Well, yeah, Derek. 6 o'clock, doesn't matter who's here, what we're doing, how good the podcast going.
Straight
no, out. I'm not joking. He's like, it's dinner time. So dinner we, time. It's yeah, fucking yeah. annoying, but that's how it is.
Time to go, is it?
No, well, it's not just for you, mate. We're all out now.
Ladies like, that's and it. Gentlemen, Derek Vale, Louis Nielsen, Gaby Boy, the Buttsman. Good to see you, cuz. I appreciate it. I'll see you soon.
Say good day to your dad for me, mate.
All right. I will. He doesn't live here, but I'll give him a buzz.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.